All right, here we go. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Robbie, I'm a little disappointed. I'm not hearing the what's up, y'all. See, it's everybody that co-hosts for me does the making fun of Jeremy. What's up, y'all? So,
what's up, y'all?
There you go. So we're here on the Sports Medicine Broadcast live at the Podcast Lounge, sponsored by Dragonfly Max, Frio, and Hoist Water. I'm talking with Dr. Sam Scarnio about the Raise Your Rank campaign. So, you're working with the KSI Corey Stringer Institute on the Raise Your Rank campaign, the Raise Your Rank project. Just start from the beginning. What is Raise Your Rank?
Yeah, so 4 years ago, the NATA, AMSSM, and KSI came together and started the Collaborative Solutions for Safety in Sport meeting. And the purpose of the meeting was to bring together all the states plus DC, so 51 states, to talk about health and safety policies. And we wanted to just educate people on them and what they could do to improve athlete safety and how they could work together as a nation to put these policies into place. And from that meeting, the first one was in New York. The second one was at NCAA, and the third one was at the Kansas City Chiefs. And after those 3 years, we talked to all the states, and we got a lot of feedback asking if we could go to their individual states for individual collaborative solution meetings. So in 2017, we ranked all of the states on their health and safety policies. So we looked at whether or not they were adopting best practices. So 5 different sections of the rubric, all equally weighted. And the way we came up with our rubric was based off of the top causes of sudden death in sport. So head, heart, heat, and something called hemoglobin, sickle cell trait. So the 5 sections are heat, head, heart, and emergency action plans and sickle cell trait type things. And then athletic training and athletic training services, appropriate health care. So we looked at all publicly available information. We looked at whether or not the State High School Athletics Association mandates a certain policy. We looked at state legislation, and then we put it into this rubric. We got a score, and then we ranked everybody from 1 to 51. So now with Raise Your Rank, our goal is to go to all of the states to have individual collaborative solution meetings to improve their score, raise their rank, to get better health and safety policies.
So as of this recording, it was North Carolina or South Carolina is number one?
North Carolina is ranked first. They have 78%, and we have Colorado, unfortunately, at the bottom, 20 points.
And then, of course, Texas is number 20. So we'll talk a little bit about why they're number 20, and I know that we mentioned this a second ago. So continue talking about the process, how you guys rank them, and what are some of the things that North Carolina is doing so well?
Yeah, North Carolina is doing well. So what we do is we look at whether or not the information is publicly available. So if people are mandating policies, then people need to know about the policies. So therefore, it needs to be publicly available for your athletic directors, your principals, your coaches, athletic trainers, and just overall the general public to know about. So if it's not on a website, if it's nowhere that somebody can find it, then we couldn't give any points. So publicly available is the first thing. And the states that we see at the top, like the North Carolinas, New Jersey, Massachusetts, are proactive. You know, North Carolina had a catastrophic injury several years ago with Matthew Gefeller, but now they've been proactive to make sure that doesn't happen again. You could say reactive and now proactive, I guess. But New Jersey, they are proactive. They are just, they're not waiting for something bad to happen. They're not waiting for an athlete to get hurt. They're not waiting for a lawsuit. They're saying, we need to save these kids now while we can, and let's put these policies into place now. So they're going forward and working with their legislators, working with their executive directors to put these types of policies into place. And that's why we're seeing the lower scores. Now, the other states, we don't entirely know why they are so low. We want to assume that everybody wants to save lives. We want to assume that everybody wants to put policies in place to make things safer. But, you know, we've heard every excuse under the book about why they're not doing these types of things. And we're just going to keep forging ahead.
All right. So I got a quick question on why. You said if you can't find it on their website, then you can't give them points. So is it a yes or no type of point, or is it yes, it's on a headline, you get 5 points. If it's, you got to search for it, you get 2 points, or you can't find it, 0 points.
If it's mandated, if the state association or legislation says you have to do this in order to be a member school or in order to be in compliance with the state law, then they get a yes. If, and no matter where it is, if it's in their state handbook, if it's on the website that says it's mandated that our schools do this, if it's on legislation that in section 4.3.9.7, it's in there, then they get that point. But the thing is, it has to be specific to the policy that we're looking at. So we're looking at the top five causes or top four causes of sudden death with five sections, and the wording has to be what best practice is. So in 2013, there was an interassociation task force document published, Preventing Sudden Death in Secondary Schools, and that's the document we use to create our rubric. So evidence-based best practice recommendations. So if your wording is exactly the same or something that is pretty much saying the same thing, in different words, then you're going to get those points. And we have completely revamped the evaluation process when we did the scientific publication last year. So we have two independent people who review these policies. And depending on what we come up with independently, we come together. And if we reached a consensus, then we're good. If we don't reach a consensus, then we have a third person that we can go to. And if there's still some ambiguity in our interpretation, then we go to a fourth person. So the goal is for our evaluation to be as objective as possible. So we're removing ourselves and any personal feelings we have towards whatever it is that's going on so that we can give points where points are due. And we don't give points when we really shouldn't.
All right. So if we were looking to make the change, so again, I'm from Texas, I'm from 20, I'm currently 20, and you spoke with Mike Carroll a lot. And yep. Again, Mike Carroll is on the BOC board of directors. He's highly involved in like the legislative stuff. I know he's involved at the state level here in Texas. So what are some of the things that I can do as a non-state level or anything like that, just a regular guy, a regular athletic trainer?
Yeah, so the first thing is to go on your state website and find out where the policies are that we were looking at. So if you can find them on there, then you can start to see how things are written and how your state is viewing these types of things. The second thing is go to the Corey Stringer Institute website, ksi.ucon.edu, and go to our Raise Your Rank campaign and our rankings. See where your state ranks, Texas being 20, and then click on the state rubric. In the rubric, you'll see how many points Texas is getting for certain places. So heat acclimatization, WBGT, cold water immersion tubs. And Texas isn't mandating any of those things. So then you can go and you can talk to your athletic training association in your state and say, hey, we're not doing these things. Do you guys know what's going on in our state association and our state legislation so that we can put these types of policies into place? And then ask what you can do. In some places like Florida, they want more data to support what Florida athletic trainers are doing. So in Florida, they created a survey, quick survey online. Go online, tell us if you have WBGT, tell us if you're doing heat acclimatization, tell us if you're doing cold water immersion. And then based off the athletic trainer responses, they brought it to the FHSAA and said, hey, we're not doing this. If we put a policy in place, then we can have can mandate our athletic trainers to do it. But I will say, though, as healthcare professionals, regardless of what our state is telling us to do, we should be putting best practices into place. We should not need to be looking to our state association for what we can and cannot do. We should be putting absolutely everything in place for our student athletes at our schools and then just helping other schools to put them in place.
Yeah, so that was going to be kind of like a follow-up question. Again, we're talking with Dr. Samantha Scarnio about the Raise Your Rank campaign. And this is focused on state-level legislators, state-level policies. However, there's nothing wrong with me encouraging my school district right to say, let's change our policies, let's set our policies at this level, even if the state doesn't require that.
Yeah. So at KSI, we've partnered with UNC Chapel Hill and UConn, and we've worked together to put a platform into place that we actually launched last night. So KSI, you know, we're doing state level, but like you said, we got to do bottom up too. We have to do top down, bottom up at the same time. So the platform that we released last night is a interactive platform for high school athletic trainers to go in and see if they're adopting all of the best practices they should. So we think that sometimes we're too staggered in what we're telling athletic trainers to do. We're throwing so many things at athletic trainers to put into place at their secondary school setting. So the platform is a comprehensive platform in that it looks at your concussion policies, your heat policies, other sudden death policies, and then musculoskeletal injury prevention as well. So you can go into this platform, and you can evaluate if your school has the best practices in place. And if you don't, then you can have an idea of, okay, I'm doing this, I'm not doing this. I know this is best practice now, because if it's in the survey, it's a position statement, it's a consensus statement, it's an interassociation task force document. And then you can know, okay, I need to put this into place, and now I know exactly what to do. And it also tracks your progress over time so that you can show your administrators, hey, when I started here, we were doing X, Y, and Z. Now look at all the things we're doing, look at our trajectory, look at everything that's going on. So we are attacking it bottom down, top up. Raise Your Rank is a state campaign, but we have to work all levels of this.
All right, so again, at the secondary level, they have the Safe Sports Ward from NATA. How do you have any idea how those line up together? Like, are they pretty close? Are they, if I take care of that, I'm going to take care of most of the Safe Sports Award? Or
yeah, if you take care of the stuff that's on the rubric, it is pretty in line with the Safe Sports School Award. It is a completely separate type thing, so I can't tell you exactly what you would meet and not meet. I will say, though, that the survey for the high schools is a validated survey. So if you go in and you take this survey, it's gone through several validation attempts. So we can say that if you answer the questions here, you know, it is pretty reliable as to what you have at your school. We cannot say whether or not you're telling the truth or not as to the policies at your school. But yes, if you complete the rubric or the online platform, that is majority of the items in the Safe Sports School Award.
All right, very good. All right, so just continue talking a little bit more about what's next. Where are you going with this afterwards?
Yeah. So we have gone to New Jersey and Florida already. We had awesome meetings with them. In Florida, we worked on coach education. We worked on concussion policies, WBGT mandating and environmental, heat acclimatization. And their SMAC voted to approve all those policies. Unfortunately, their FHSAA board of directors has decided not to move forward with cold water immersion policies or WBGT policies, which is extremely unfortunate given that Florida is leading the way in exertional heat stroke deaths right now, a statistic that nobody in Florida can be proud of. But on a positive note, they did mandate emergency action plans and heat acclimatization, so that's good. So we're going to continue to help Florida. Jersey put a lot of things into place. We're waiting for those to come out, hopefully in the next few weeks here. Dave Salon is really a huge proponent of that in New Jersey, so we're looking to him for when we can get that on our rankings and update it. In October, we are going to Washington, D.C. Very excited to be working with them. We're also going to be going to Louisiana, hopefully in February. We're also working with Vermont to schedule time to go to them. Oklahoma, we're going to be heading there in January, second week of January. Also working to go to Wisconsin. And then I think New Hampshire might be in the mix. So right now we have funding. We have about a quarter of the money that we need. We are looking to raise about $1 million to go to all 51 states, with D.C. being a state. We have funding to go to about 13 right now. So those 13, I think we have about 10 scheduled. And then as we get more money and more funding comes in, then we can add more states to it. If anybody is a leader in a state and you want to host a meeting, go on our website, ksi.ucon.edu, and then you can click on the Raise Your Rank campaign, and it'll bring you to a page to tell us about why we need to come to your state and how we're going to make this happen. Anybody who applies, if we have money, we're coming to you eventually. So we just need to know who to talk to and where to go.
All right, very good. Someone wants to get a hold of you. Again, you said you could Google Corey Stringer Institute. You could Google Raise Your Rank, or you can go to ksi.ucon.edu.
Yep.
And then there where you can get any of the information. You can find Dr. Scarnio's contact information there.
Yep.
All right. So any of this stuff you need, go to just search KSI. You'll find it on any of the social medias, any of the websites, and then kind of follow the links to the website there. Again, Dr. Samantha Scarnio, Jeremy Jackson, Sports Medicine Broadcast, live at NATA in New Orleans 2018. Thank you for joining us and helping us raise our rank and improve what we're doing as athletic trainers.
Thank you very much.